comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
So we had our Aerosmith moment. We're okay. We're feeling right. Better. I feel
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chad.
Yeah.
What'd you think about last night?
Oh, the note show.
I think they raised $25,000.
That's awesome. Yeah, the ticket prices were so low. Like, ticket prices normally $25, but they lowered the benefit tribute show to 15. You're trying to raise money and you lower the ticket price.
Why'd they lower
it? I don't know. That was like worth a $35 ticket.
I had two Lil Wayne signed skate decks and they put them up as $60 in the beginning. I was like, are you fucking nuts? I was like, the decks alone cost $60. Like, if Lil Wayne signed it, at least started at $300 or $400. Yeah, definitely.
Then what did they change it to?
$400. And guess what? They sold for $1,500.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
$1,500?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who the fuck came with
$1,500? Chad, dude, I'm telling you. I'm so fucking mad at Missy.
Why?
I practiced 5 songs. I played Lil Wayne Running. Then I played Clutch, Big News. Then I did Bloodhound Gang, Chasey Lane. Missy missed all of it.
And Bite It.
She was like my date that night, and she missed fucking all of it.
I think she was working the raffle, though.
She wasn't working the raffle at that point. She just simply, like, wasn't paying attention. I'm like, any date that I would have brought at least would have saw one song. They probably would have saw all songs, but being it's you, you missed all of them. I'm fucking furious.
It sucks, man.
It fucking blows, dude.
And you sounded really good, too. Like,
you'd
see, be happy.
Now you say that, and she fucking misses it.
Right.
I should have brought somebody that wanted to see it.
But what if you did terrible? Maybe it would be better that you didn't, right?
I didn't do
terrible. No, you did great. You really did sound fucking great. Like, everybody was like, shit, man. Singing a band, man. That's awesome.
Well, it's Clutch.
Right, but
you I could always have that Clutch voice.
That's all you gotta use, man. It sounds fucking good on music. You weren't out of tune or anything.
No.
It's pretty badass.
It really fucking made me mad, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still mad.
Did you?
I just texted her, fuck you.
Why?
Because she missed it.
She texted and apologized and said that
she didn't apologize to me.
She would never want to miss you.
Here's her now. You're a lost cause. You're never going to figure it out. Fool. And I say, God, you're the only one who could fuck up so bad. The only one. God, now I know. Good.
I don't know.
I'm typing her back. Fuck you.
Why?
Because she missed it.
You're just wasting time trying to fight. It's over. She can't go say it again. Like, that was last night. Next time she can be there when you do it again. I mean, you were singing 5 songs. She missed every one?
Yeah, dude.
But they were over the span of like an hour and a half. And Rab and you came up and Bite It. She missed that.
Like, she's too busy fucking outside talking.
Oh, hey, Jessica, what's up? Hey, Lauren, yeah, you know.
And I'm doing fucking 5 songs that I practiced for fucking 2 months just for her to fucking miss it. Well, if you were going to miss it, then I would have brought anyone else. I would have brought Tammy or Nikki B or fucking Bianca, whatever.
So it means a lot to you. Julia. That Missy was there to see it, though. You didn't.
Yeah, but she didn't see shit.
Obviously.
And it just made me realize how bad that's the reason why I did what I did.
But if you care that much about her seeing
it. I don't. I do care. Yeah. But she doesn't. So, like, therefore, it just made me realize why I did what I did.
Pisses me off, man. If I have a girl at the show and she ain't watching me.
Fam, why did you decide to have 7 girlfriends? Because you miss shit that I want you to see. You know what it is? Like, dude, she honestly doesn't, like, appreciate shit. You know, like, if I have a first class ticket to, like, Madrid, like, Missy will just be like, oh, yeah, I'm simply getting on a plane. I'm simply sitting down. Like, if Nikki B was there, she'd be like, oh, my God, it's so cool. We're flying first class. Fucking awesome. Like,
what if that wore off for her, too, eventually?
Well, it didn't, but it's just, like, what I'm trying to say. Like, Missy does, like, dude, Missy has fucking 7 $20,000 bags, purses. 7 of them. 7.
$20,000
she lives in Philadelphia, and she doesn't even fucking use them anymore.
What do you put in there? 7 bucks?
She wears a crappy-ass fucking book bag because she doesn't want anybody to steal it. So she has 7 fucking $20,000 purses that are just sitting there. Like, give them to somebody. Or, like, let somebody borrow them. Like, they're just sitting in your fucking closet.
Sell them.
Sell them, yeah. Well, if she sells them, I should get the money.
What are they? What's a $20,000 bag good for?
Bitch.
$40,000?
I don't know, Chad.
You had to carry $40,000?
Chad, I don't know.
She carried around 36 bucks.
She wanted a silver one, so I got her one. And then she wanted a same thing, but blue. And then she wanted a burgundy one, and same thing. So that right there, that's $60,000 of purses.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bit too much for a purse.
And that's the thing. If I would have gave that to somebody else, like, they'd be like, oh my God, it's fucking great. Like, she's just like, oh yeah, another purse, cool. It really is.
Girls like purses, man.
$20,000
purse? It's the best purse they can get, they want. Who it was, Betsy Johnson or some shit?
I'm so mad.
Well, I don't know, man. Who do you want to bring in? Want to play a song?
No, I want to talk. Oh, here. Just leave me the fuck alone, she says.
This isn't for public air.
Go be with some piece of shit. I'm too good of a person. Yeah, right. Too good of a person? Too good of a person.
Oh, stop it.
All right, play a song.
Which one?
I don't give a shit.
Who's that by?
Wait, I said, Chad, what the fuck is that dubstep song? He goes, Cares by the Sleeping Chad.
Because he woke me up asking this shit.
I got a kick out of that.
Cares by the Sleeping Chads.
What about the Hanging Chads?
I just wanted to answer the question and also tell him why I don't fucking give a shit. So I did both. It's Cares by the Sleeping Chads. Can't text and host a radio show.
Busy.
There's a law. You can't walk and text. Production, you're not on motherfucking mic.
I know, dude. Like, you're gonna fucking talk. Thing is, fuck, grab goddamn mic.
And another thing is, yo, I'm from the Northeast.
Yeah, one from Escape from Hellview video.
Was it?
Hanging Chad.
Do you really know what the Hanging Chad is, though?
Yeah.
It's a fucking turd that hangs off your butt crack.
No, it isn't.
I swear to God.
It's the fucking shit that fucked up the election. It's the vote thing.
No. It's a turd that
no,
hangs
it isn't.
Off
it's
butt.
That fucking vote. It fucked up the election.
Tune
hanging Chads. The Chads are the fucking slip that tallies a vote. And
tune your guitar.
Dude, I'm not even planning on that. All right, I'm going to play.
Is it muffed up?
Well, no.
That's a good guitar, dude.
Oh, dude,
you shouldn't have
is.
Thrown it.
I know. I throw a fucking guitar. It's a good
time. Yeah, you should have thrown it at Sonosphere.
I've thrown like 5 or 6 guitars at the note and broken them all.
Well, you shouldn't have done that.
It is dumb. I mean, it's dumb because, well, they'll fix it.
Do you have Donnie's number?
Donnie Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you text him?
I can't.
Can you tell him that there's two paintings there that are totally mine?
All right. I'm going to play Chaz and Hi-Fi. That's me. CKY from B-Sides Rarities CD. There's a vinyl version of this with about 15 other songs. It's never been heard or released. So Jesse's putting that out. Prove on it. Like red and black vinyl and like some other colored vinyl or some
Prove
shit.
It.
Jesse loves making vinyl, so that's coming out. And you can find that on the CKY website. Also, check out the fucking What Next documentary on CKY and what the story is with us and what's happening next. We shot it in England. It's a cool little documentary piece on YouTube. What Next, CKY. All right, from B-Sides and Rarities Radio, BAM, CKY.
Look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I gotta follow. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, faction.
Check it with a head cut over.
Ready?
So there's two Tammys here.
There's another girl named Tammy here. All right,
Tammy's here. There's another asshole named Tammy.
Babe, don't say it. Stop it.
Well, she's you're a three-door whore.
Four-door.
Oh, four-door.
So listen, she's...
What the fuck is that?
It's a drill for a pussy.
I thought it was like a rave when you came in. It was like a light bulb.
So listen, babe. She leans over to kiss me, and I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And you're so.
Why didn't you French her back?
Because she's.
You're a leslie, probably.
First of all, I like dick. I don't mind kissing a girl, but I want dick. Anyway, she's ugly, first of all, so I would have kissed her. So, you yelled at me because I want to kiss
her. She's straight up ugly?
Straight up ugly and was wearing granny panties.
Yes!
When I first came in, and this is all the whole scenario, when I first came in, this girl's all over P-Doc, and I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch? So the night proceeds to go on. She jumps in the pool.
Hold on, where's her boyfriend and shit?
He's sitting at the table the whole time and the brother. She jumps in
the pool. Last time I checked, she goes, the only reason why I came over to Bam's house is so I could suck Chad.
No, she did. She jumped in the pool and was like, P-Doc, do you want to fuck me?
The girl with me.
Yeah, she said, do you want
to
fuck me?
No,
in
she
the pool?
Asked P-Doc to fuck her in the pool. And then it was like, I was like, okay.
She's got me tattooed.
She's
on
got,
her.
And her husband has Chad tattooed.
Wait
on
a minute.
So they both have she Chad.
The husband's
your, like your face?
They have a hanging
guitar.
Chad.
Me with a guitar from Volume 1 and the other. He's got me hanging on his side. And
he
does
too?
Yes.
So that means if she did suck your dick, he'd probably be cool with it.
Well, no, that was the goal.
I guess he is
this,
cool with
listen,
it.
Listen to what Tommy's going to tell you. This is hilarious.
Hold on. Is there more?
Yes. It goes on. This bitch is wild.
Do you know about this?
I heard about it, yeah.
Tell him what she said to you exactly. All right,
listen. I was trying to shun her. And like, she kept being so persistent.
She's
We're
gross.
Sitting there. And then she's like, listen, let me give you the DL on my boy toy. She called him.
Her baby's dad.
Yeah, she
her
goes,
baby's dad.
Me and him have a love child together, but we're not together no more.
Love child.
He told me, he said, if you get a chance to fuck P-Duck or Chad, do it.
He
told her.
Shut the fuck
I swear on my
That's
niece's
Where are
wife,
they from?
They
up, up by Penn
State. An hour and a half outside of Penn State.
Yeah,
like,
5 hours away,
like,
they said.
Or yeah. No, not Penn State, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
That's
so
why,
weird.
That's why I was fighting with her when I was. When
if you get a chance to fuck P-Duck or Chad,
do
then
it.
Fucking do it.
And she only came
that's
with two guys,
weird.
And one's her husband, and the other one's her little brother. So she's and she came in from the pool
naked,
and jumped on me while I was sleeping. I was like, what the
with
fuck?
With her brother and her boyfriend.
With her brother and her boyfriend standing over top of me, like, lurking, like, waiting to, like, I don't know, whip it out and beat
it.
You're
going
to do it.
Today when we woke
Nuh-uh.
up.
I swear to God.
Nuh-uh.
Babe,
are you
God,
serious?
I swear on my niece's life, dog.
What the fuck?
When we woke up, her husband was upstairs. I go, oh, hi, how you doing? Good morning.
And she's trying.
I thought I was doing fun shit.
Babe, I walked downstairs.
Yeah.
The wife is beside P-Duck laying there with a towel on.
You're wearing a gypsy coat with your titties hanging out.
Well, because you make me do that. You make me change.
Your titties are out.
Well, I didn't put my titties out.
You got Chad, sunburned, what? Didn't you?
I got some poison on Monday.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
Big time, dude. I was like, I
You went to the actual hospital.
Yes, and I had to take cool baths like every couple hours. I was bad. I missed work.
Wait a minute. You went to the emergency room.
I went to the emergency room.
And what happened?
I had IV. I was dehydrated.
What did you say?
Well, first of all,
why were you dehydrated?
Because so I was drinking water and.
Could you drink too much, you little hoe?
No. I had two margaritas. I was in the sun all day without water. I was in the sun for 4 hours. Like, just beating down on me at the beach, though. It wasn't here, it was at the beach. And Toot wouldn't let me out of the fucking sun. She was strutting her shit along the beach.
Who was?
My fucking mother.
I thought you were
trying
about
to pick
your daughter
up
again.
Was she trying to pick up people?
Oh, yeah, like this 22-year-old boy. She's like, hi, hon, how you doing?
Isn't and Jaslyn like, going to be 18 in August?
Did it work?
She's
can't
to,
wait.
She's talking
can't
to like 22-year-old boys, and they're like, yeah, do you want to have a drink? And I'm like, mom, like.
Cleveland will probably fuck her.
Anybody would fuck. Well, she tried to fuck you.
Cleveland was
I know,
trying to fuck
but
Tammy
I couldn't
too
do that
last night.
Who?
Cleveland was
me
going to fuck Tammy, too.
Oh,
Tammy's mom tried to fuck me. She said, show up. I go, because Tammy went to bed. And I'm like, okay. I'm
at
like,
5. It's 5 a.m. now. My
yeah
mom fucking put me in her
room. Your mom waited up
my mom waited
the
no,
so, so we were sitting there talking, and she went to bed. So I'm like, okay, it's time for me to go to bed. Where should I go? And she goes, oh, right this way, sweetie. Like, meaning go her into room her bed. I'm like, no, like, I mean, like, where's Tammy at? Oh, she's over there, but you should just come in this room, sweetie.
Yeah. Hmm. My mom was waiting. She goes, honey, you have to go to bed for an hour. I go, no, mom, I'm fine, I'm fine. She goes, no, honey, I think I should put you to bed.
So the real question is,
she had a hidden agenda.
So the real question is, man, did you, like, fuck her, or at least get a blowjob off
hell
her
to the no.
No.
You didn't even get a sucky-sucky?
I think she's hot, but
she have over
I wouldn't do that.
No, he banged me out that night. He woke me up and had sex. Sorry.
That's
no, but
got
seriously, Tammy,
live.
That girl was like, well, I can beat Tammy too. And at first, Bam's like, get the fuck out of my face. Bam went back and forth all night. He's like, get the fuck out of my face. And she's like, well, why can't I be Bam? Why can't I be Tammy Bam? And rubbing him. And I'm like, get the fuck off. Ugh. But then when I was talking about her, saying she's a fat piece of shit, granny panty wearing, the husband and the brother
said that. Who said that?
Tammy went off. I slapped
her in the face.
I didn't slap her in the face. It's a total lie.
She was crying. And you know why she was hiding in the top, in the corner of upstairs.
You know why?
From Tammy.
Nobody would talk to her.
Well, you know why? No.
Wait a minute. What? Hold on. Everybody start fresh.
Okay.
Start from the very fucking beginning.
Okay, no, listen. We're sitting on the BAM chair.
I don't remember this Tammy girl being here.
Babe, we're sitting on the BAM chair facing. Good. You want us to watch a Lil Wayne video. No. We're watching Metallica. Eel is playing beside me, the guitar.
Eel?
She puts her feet up on the thing, and you all of a sudden I hear you go, oh, she's rubbing my head. She's pulling my hair. And I said, stop touching them. She goes, well, I'm sorry. I said, I fucking told you 5 times not to fucking touch him. She's like, well, what's the
wait, she was
deal?
Touching my hair?
She was rubbing you, and you said it out loud. And you weren't yelling at me when I was yelling at her.
Did so I like it or hate
no,
it?
No, you were pissed.
You hated it.
You were like, she's fucking touching me.
I hated it.
You were telling her to go over there.
Yeah, you were like, get the fuck out of my face. And I was yelling at her, and you didn't yell at me, so I knew
really?
I was right.
Chad,
yeah.
Were you there?
Eel was right there.
I didn't see it, no. I heard her crying.
But
about
she
it.
Said I hit
she
her.
She was crying about it?
Yeah.
But babe, if I would have hit her, I would.
Hold on. So you were there.
Yes.
So tell me what she was doing. What was I saying?
You said, get her off of me. Go away.
Yes.
Don't touch the fucking radio. And radio.
Where
Tammy,
were we
and
at?
Then she, we're in directly front
the
in front of the radio. The Bosch. The Bosch little boot.
Oh, she turned my fucking song
off. No, that was a different girl.
That was a different girl that you went
oh,
off
that's
on.
No, that's a different girl you went
there
off.
There was two girls out there.
Yeah, that girl.
And
that was
funny.
There.
And
the worst boob job ever.
And the husbands are right there, and neither one of them said anything. She's complaining to the husband. The husband's like, what do you want me to do? It's his house. She's like, I want to hear a song. Why can't I hear a song? She's like, and her husband's like, it's his fucking house and his radio. She lingers over, and Bam's like, get
go
the fuck
there.
Away from me. Go over there.
Go
just,
over
just,
there.
Just go over
away.
There.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, yeah, you were like, get the fuck
holy
away.
Shit.
Live it.
I don't,
so
I don't
it.
Remember
you
this.
You were so mad that she turned.
I must have blacked out.
Well, she had you had dubstep playing, and as
yeah.
soon as you got it started, it wasn't
dubstep.
Even through the intro of the Yin Yang.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even through the 1 minute intro. And she
I
changed
remember
it.
When I got to shut up.
She changed it, and Bam flipped the fuck
babe,
out.
Babe, you flipped out on her. And her husband didn't say
was
a word.
Was it a good flip out or a bad?
I was funny, because and her husband didn't say
tell me all about it. What I say?
What the fuck are you? Get out of here. Get her away from me. Tammy, get her out of
yeah,
here.
Go away.
Go away.
Go
get
over
away.
There.
And I was like, I'll
tell her to go over there.
Tammy's like, I don't know how to do it. And Tammy's trying to, like, she's getting all nervous and fidgety trying to get dubstep.
Because I don't
want to
get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble this time.
But was I reasonable?
Yeah.
Or was I out of control?
Damn right. Get the
well,
fuck away from
well,
me.
You said
get
the fuck away
there.
From you.
No, but, like, in your mind, was
no.
I out of control?
No. You told her not to touch the radio to begin with.
Yeah, because I, if it's my house, I want to hear what I want to hear.
And it just got put on. It wasn't like
yeah,
it,
yeah.
it was like
you don't change the song in the middle of it.
It wasn't even the middle; it was the intro.
And her husband didn't know what to say because she's like,
"Play a CKY song and then cut it off in the middle and see what Chad does."
Yeah.
He's probably, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Her husband didn't say a word,
song.
And her husband's like looking at you. Her husband was staring at Bam like, "What do you want me to do?" Her husband's like, "What do you want me to do?"
Well, I heard her outside later on going,
"I
want
to play a song right now. Go tell him." He's like, "I'm gonna tell him."
She goes, "Nobody likes me. I have a husband. I don't want anybody's boyfriend. I just want someone to talk to." And dude, she's got the
oh my
I
god!
I felt bad, but she's got the worst
how
boob
did she
job
even wind
ever.
Up
that's not a boob job.
How the fuck did she wind up
sides.
Here?
That's
which
a boob
one?
Job.
Yes, look at the scars
that's
on both sides.
This Tammy girl.
No, we're talking about the other
they're,
chick now.
They're CKY fans for a long time.
How did they
you,
get here?
You told Mohawk.
Said Mohawk.
I invite.
Yes,
yeah.
And I was.
And
like,
they know the gate code and everything.
Yes,
well, they're gone.
They're
really far away.
They're not doing anything.
Yeah, they're not like other freaks.
If anything, they're just looking for my dick.
I couldn't. Yeah. Oh,
like
they
that girl last night. Oh my god. Geez,
don't you think
that
that's weird
girl.
That like
imagine
the dude
like
dates the girl and babe, if you have a chance to suck fucking Chad's dick, fucking do it.
She wanted Chad's dick so bad. That was her like goal.
Babe, if you ever get a chance, suck Chad's dick.
Can you imagine
dude.
Going back home like I suck Chad's dick from CKY? I totally suck Chad's dick.
What?
I wasn't she like would that. Be like, I sucked Chad's dick last night and it was fucking
and
great.
He'd be like,
and
fuck yeah, babe, well done. Well done, babe. That was fucking awesome.
She didn't
did
get a chance.
Did you save any of it for me?
She wanted to fuck pizza, but she wanted to be all over Chad's fucking
so
dick.
You sucked it? Where'd he come at, babe?
My face.
Oh, fuck
oh,
yeah, babe.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
Let me smell it.
I still have it in my mouth for you. Oh, yeah. She okay. wants your fucking cock.
I mean, I didn't go for it, but I do like girls with me tattooed on them.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to.
I kind of. I feel like I owe him.
What's that? You owe her?
Not really. I mean, I'm not. She, I don't. But I kind of.
She owes you.
Are you making an order?
She's got a cool
Chad,
too.
Do you want anything to eat?
No. Abby went and got something.
What?
How She's do you not know? Getting.
Cause why are you ordering from Four Dizzles?
You're ordering all this?
No, no, that's the menu. Oh. Let's share a cheesesteak.
Oh, Jesus time. Christ. I'll just take a cheesesteak, I guess.
With mushrooms?
With sweet peppers.
And mushrooms?
And onions.
And onion, fried onions. Fried onions, mushrooms.
Hold up,
peppers.
Is this from that place that's down the street for Four Dogs?
Yes.
I'm not getting a cheesesteak from that fucking
Why?
Place. That is disgusting. Me and Chad got a cheesesteak. I threw it the
fuck
away.
Fuck you, faggot. That's the best place ever.
I threw it the fuck away.
They love it right here.
It's a little cat puke like.
Me and Chad got a fucking cheesesteak there one time where everybody went to Four
Are
Dogs.
Are you talking about the same place?
Lenape, yeah.
Lenape, it's good.
It's good.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
What the fuck? Why?
Well, production's serious about his cheesesteak.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Well, you are too, apparently.
No,
you
if you're from
away.
Philly, you gotta be.
Yeah.
Go back to North Philly.
It just happens to be the only place within 15 fucking
Let's
miles.
Let's talk about Conchetta getting pissed.
Oh, yeah, Conchetta, yeah.
Yeah, that bitch, the bitch had a whole script
Hold
of pills
on, okay.
in her pocket.
So,
yeah,
Conchetta.
This is the right music, too.
She also has me tattooed.
First of all,
yeah,
she has my...
And you.
This is what I have to say. I just saw it today, and I didn't know about it. I signed her back, and she tattooed it.
Yes.
To her back.
Yes.
And it was the worst autograph I've ever given to anyone.
Yes.
Dude,
and
it
it's
was
a tramp
like,
stamp.
It looked like I did it
it's
in one
stamp.
Second flat.
Yeah, it's a BAM stamp.
It's a BAM stamp.
It was a tramp
fucking
stamp.
Fucking lower back.
And then I see it. I was like, man, that's the worst autograph I've ever given.
At least the guy could have fixed it a little bit.
Well, Conchetta saw the girl Tammy's tattoo. She has CIG on her back. And she's like, you like that? I was like, yeah, I like that. She's like, well, I'm getting that tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And she did.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has
the same one as there was.
She
the
sends,
two girls had the same tattoo.
She sends me pictures of her drawing Chad and her French kissing together.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Psycho.
Stop it.
She had a whole prescription.
But
I
like, she's nice. I like her.
No,
she's
no,
nice
she
girl.
Is sweet.
Oh,
she's funny.
Cool.
But, she's cute.
But I mean, what? Like
she's psycho, just like the song.
You're sick.
Conchetta.
You're sick. Oh my God.
She draws pictures of Chad and her French kissing together.
She had
to remember when she came to the Halloween show dressed up as Carrie, all covered in blood. It was just horrifying.
I know. Like, girls can't wait to be slutty and sexy on Halloween. She comes just like bloody and
yeah,
gory
right?
and then shows me like the new Chad
well,
tattoo that she got.
I'm four door, Bubby.
Good.
I said you're a corner store whore.
I'm getting body
that. That's me and her.
Stop it.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Shut the all fuck
right.
up.
Everyone
go
who's
forward,
listening right now, please.
Yeah, go to the website.
Go to BamMargera.com with one M and look at this photo of Chad and Conchetta French kissing.
I'm naked.
You look, you look naked. Like...
It's a drawing. I like. It's almost like an album cover.
Oh, my God. Everybody has to see this.
Dude. That one?
You gotta put the psycho
Get
music
the
back
fuck out of here.
Is that a dick out of the water?
I guess. Is that your dick?
That's a penis.
I don't know.
Out
I didn't
water.
Look.
Yeah, look.
Is that
it's
your
a penis
dick, dude?
Out of the water.
Nah.
Look.
Is it?
It's a drawing she makes.
Is that your dick?
That's your penis coming
you
out of the water.
You can just Twitter this shit.
Is that your dick?
What? It's a drawing.
I know that. But is that your dick in the drawing?
I think that's her leg wrapped around. There's too many legs in
it. Well, it looks like a dick.
There's more than four legs.
It's not amazing. A very good drawing. She's in heels, though.
She's
at least she's in high heels.
She's wearing heels?
Conchetta never wears high heels.
I know.
She did last night.
That's a dick coming out of the water. For real. Look at
that. Oh, man.
That's the best one.
That's with clothes.
Is that you too?
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
that's
see,
like a wedding.
Let me see this one. Let me see this one.
Oh, my God.
He's carrying her over the threshold.
I mean, Conchetta's a nice girl. I can't take photos with her because she posts them up and everybody thinks it's my fucking girlfriend.
I'm going to say people probably do. Do you think she...
I mean, she deserves a good boyfriend. It's just I don't...
She's your biggest fan, Chad. I don't care what anybody says.
And I appreciate that.
Chad. Chad. Can, yeah. you
Hi,
go, can you go online?
Yeah.
You can?
Yes.
Can you play this new Kook song, man? It's called...
Over the threshold.
All right, tell me when you're ready.
It would have been great if Tammy 2 was here and her boyfriend and her brother.
Tammy 2?
If Tammy 2 was here with her boyfriend and, and her saying, yeah, my goal was to fuck P-Duck and suck Jackson.
What are you wearing under there?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Let me see.
All right, I'm pulling up the internet.
You're a liar.
Well...
I'm so fucking dehydrated.
Am I taking off my pants?
Chad, it's called Jungle of the Heart.
I'll just take off my pants.
Brand new fucking... Yeah, take them off.
Take my pants off.
Fuck off. For a better show.
But they're pretty. They're leopard and...
I like them.
I know. And they're like the 80s style that you like.
Not them granny panties.
Oh, you have a hairy pussy.
Tammy too had.
Wait, the granny panties.
You have a hairy pussy.
I know, because you make it hairy.
Can we get that?
That's
what? How does he make it hairy?
What,
do you put Rogaine on it and rub it in?
That you bang out or look like broiled chickens.
Yeah, that, and I agree with
that.
Well,
I'm not
it
saying
it
lies.
Looks like boiled chicken.
He says a shaved nani looks like a broiled chicken.
Well, maybe yours does.
Mine
no,
doesn't.
No, they all do.
He says that they all do, because mine has
shaved pussy. There's nothing to like about it.
He said it feels like he's been less than a 14-year-old girl.
I like it.
That's what I feel.
I know, you're all about the
you
shaved
nani. Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah,
man,
he loves it.
How old are you? How old are you? That's why.
Remember we had this conversation?
I'm 31, and
P-Dog won't go down on a girl. He'd rather.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
You won't go down.
That's right.
He
wants them to lick his ass.
That means that you're. That means with your fucking slutty ass.
Tell her.
Chicks, dude.
Well, Tammy.
No, I much rather prefer to just get laid. I mean, if I have to eat the box, yeah, I'll eat
that's
it.
That's
the in
whole part of the whole
but
fucking.
But you'd rather have her lick your ass.
Wait, you want a girl lick your
ass? You let girls lick your ass and you don't go down on them.
Wait, you ever have your ass licked?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
Guys aren't supposed to like that.
Yeah, right. It is awesome.
Do you get on your knees and bend over?
It's kind of gay. No, man. They do it at the Asian massage parlor a lot.
Are you on your back? Or do they lift you up like your legs?
Yeah.
They lick your ass
at
Asian
massage. Oh, my God. Yes, they fuck
you. He's like, come on, Chaz. Get down on the massage parlor. They lick your ass. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they lick your ass. For 65, they jerk you off and blow you with a condom on, but they lick your ass. They bathe you and they give you.
They lick your ass.
They lick your ass.
Why would they
do that?
And
if they try and skip out of the licking, there's like 50 of them in Philly. We should all go.
Asian was.
And you can pick them out for $1.50.
Okay.
You get to fuck them.
Do they lick your ass because you're like in good shape? Or do they lick everyone's ass?
They bathe you and they lick an ass.
That is fucking disgusting.
That's fucking awesome.
You know what? I feel a certain kind of way about this.
About the ass licking?
Tommy's got the burning bush going.
I feel a certain way.
I don't have the burning bush going. I just have hair.
What song?
I trim it.
You trim it?
Jungle of the Heart.
What, a weed whacker?
Junk?
Wait a minute. Junk. I shaved it one day by accident. I trimmed it too short and had to shave it. He was so mad at me. No, he was mad at me.
You shaved it once. I was fed up.
He was fucking pissed. He was like,
it looked
like
a
like
fucking broiled chicken.
He was
like,
so pissed off at me. For real. He was like, oh,
I feel like I'm fucking 11-year-old.
11-year-old.
He seriously
I love
mad at me.
Bald vagina. You can see if it's
I like
or
it
not.
The way that it is.
I know. Well, I only have it this way because you like it this way.
Ooh. Why other night you would be boiled chicken?
I'd be like a little bit. Well, no, I don't mind here. I don't like, because, first of all, grow back in the itches. I don't like it like that.
You just got to shave the twat
and then
every
it starts
day.
Itching?
It starts, like, when your hair grows back, it like you got to, it's like.
You have fleas.
You know? If I have fleas, they're from your whores.
They're from your whores.
Yeah, if I have fleas, it's from your whores. So,
now
they make no mistake.
Definitely the burning bush.
You have fleas.
It's definitely the burning bush.
Can I name names or initials?
Get out of there.
Can I name names or initials?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. From your fucking dick.
Did you find that?
Yeah, it's got a load of
it. All right, say Radio Bam.
Hold on. Wait, before you do
yeah,
this, Bam, I quickly looked up Novak's name on Urban Dictionary, and it comes up as knocking a girl out by slapping her with your dick, then immediately jizzing on her face.
It sounds like France.
And it says, damn,
sure
that's
not called France.
Damn, that's a big bruise.
I don't
How did
think
you
that
get
that's...
That Novak?
No.
It's the very first one.
Urban Dictionary, Novak, look.
Fuck that shit.
Obviously someone makes that up.
Chad, know, say Radio Bam Sirius XM.
Radio Bam Sirius XM. I think it's 41 now.
52, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they changed the number, but you're listening to it.
If you're listening to it, then what the fuck do we have to tell you what channel it is?
Shout out to Tammy, too.
Shout out to Tam.
Tammy, too.
All right.
She's too much
No offense, Conchetta.
Oh, I love Conchetta.
We're cool.
I like the Art History 101 shirt.
Tell Conchetta you love her.
I love you.
And thank you for always coming to all the shows.
Thank you for coming to all the shows.
Absolutely. Love you,
let me come on your fucking fag.
Shit, now he's talking to someone else. So all right. Here we go. Radio Bams. Here's XO. Kooks.
Ooh.
Junk of the Heart.
What's Buddy Bill's problem?
Buddy Bill has been fucking farting, and it's lingering from the kitchen. No, it's lingering from the table by the door.
Ate something minging last night because
you didn't cook them all.
No. Dude, first of all, you were farting before then, but all of a sudden I saw Mohawk and Bethany covering their faces, and that was by the table. And then you walked over to the sink, which is far away. I walked over to bum a cigarette, and it still lingered with you.
Dude, there's something wrong with his ass.
His ass is ridiculous.
He's done it all morning.
And he said his girlfriend, does your girlfriend like your ass?
Ew.
Ew, it's so dumb.
Does she?
No, it isn't.
Well,
do you wash it?
Maybe not this afternoon.
But... Well, she better.
Tell me something wrong about you, Buddy Bill.
It's nothing.
Dude, it smelled like the egg that Bam hit you in the face with went straight into your ass.
I bet you're wild in the bedroom, aren't you?
Oh, he definitely is.
What's he do?
Remember that time we were
his nipples
around?
Are always hard. Of course he is.
What do you do? What's your favorite? Did you do backwards cowgirl? BCG?
Like, oh, I got all reverse, my skills.
Do you ass fuck? Oh, is it reverse cowgirl? Do you ass fuck? Oh, you don't ask. Do you ass fuck or no?
In the shower, yes.
Not in bed?
You know, you need the steam to loosen her up.
No, you just have spit or lube. If you're turned on, you can fuck in the ass.
The steam works well in the shower, and that's the only time
pro.
I can seem to get it.
I've got really good spit.
Ask the pro. The pro's got spit.
It really is.
Oh, like, both pros.
They should manufacture my spit.
Both pros?
Abby. That's yeah. The pros got the good spit. Well, if you're turned on enough, though, you can fuck in the ass.
Can you tell I'm turned on right now?
After the
story you're hearing earlier.
I don't want to see your
oh,
dick.
Oh, because...
$600.
Would you tell... Okay, Tammy works at a restaurant, and some dude was being an asshole.
No. Girl, this little girl was being a fucking bitch, and we're going back and forth. She's 22. I finally said...
What else you get?
I slammed the table and finally said, shut the fuck up. And she goes, oh, we're going to do kick my ass? I said, no. I'm going to fuck your boyfriend. I'm going to fuck your boyfriend so good and suck his dick. I'm going to take pictures of it. And you're going to want to kill your fucking self.
Look at Buddy Bill getting a hard on right
now. Yeah, he's
You are getting a hard on.
He's playing pocket pool.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Dude, are you really playing with your dick right now?
Yes.
I love that story.
Wait a minute. How long has it been since you had sex, though, that you're this irate?
Tammy's got her titty out.
How old are you?
Oh, is your tit out?
Yeah, both.
It says Lil Weezy.
Lil Weezy. How old are you?
Well, Bam, you just sent a text over to Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
You've been hanging out with him.
Yeah. Well, I went to Scranton, and I saw his concert, and he said he has a mini ramp on his roof in Miami Beach, and he says, I want you to come and skate it and teach me how to skate. I say, fuck yeah.
He has a mini ramp on his roof, but he don't know how to skate.
I guess he could drop in or whatever, but
on his roof?
Wait, I want to know Buddy Bill's... Tell us some bad
stories.
It is a
technique.
Tell us some stories.
16 years old in California. 15 when I moved there. Sunset Strip getting in the Rainbow for free. You got to learn some skills. Whoops. I shouldn't be talking about this.
No, say it.
Say it.
I'm going to say it.
Dude, statute of limitations is up. You're good.
Statute of limitations.
You're old now. Dirty 30s, baby.
Chaz.
Dirty 30s.
How old are you?
I'll be in my filthy 40s in a month and a half.
I just turned 37, baby.
You're in the dirty 30s, baby.
That story is lingering.
You have a hard on.
Stop.
Yeah, from saying I'll fuck your boyfriend.
I'm looking at it, and you have one.
Remember the first time I met Buddy Bill? Wait, he was making...
Look at his boner.
He was making me provoke you.
Look at his fucking boner.
Don't look at it.
Let me touch it with this. Let me touch it with the
cold.
Can. Remember when I first met you, Bam was making me provoke
cold.
You? Dude, remember him?
Chad, he has a boner.
Babe, he was pulling me down by my hair off the fucking
is
that a problem?
Is it just because Tammy tits are out or that story?
No,
it's the story.
It's the story.
It is the story.
Well, the way you told it in the kitchen
I'll
sounded
suck
actually
your
better.
Dick and fuck your boyfriend so hard you're going to want to kill
your
yourself.
So
she don't even have to punch
you
her in
what,
the face.
You know what, though? That's the best
I
thing
I won't
you
even
say
beat
ever.
You up.
Think
you're
about
kill your own
think
self.
About what the girl is thinking about that.
She wanted like, me to say,
I'll
her
fucking
ass.
Fuck your boyfriend and suck his dick so hard.
I'm
better
not even
than
gonna
you ever
punch
could.
You right now.
Yeah, better
because
than
you Because I'm going to suck your boyfriend's dick so hard, you're going to want to kill yourself.
Better than you
that
ever
is,
would. Because I'm 39. I'm fucking good at it. Fucking little cunt.
I feel stupid. All these years, I could have made up some other kind of line. I'm going to eat your girlfriend's pussy so hard, you're going to want to kill yourself.
Now, the best line...
I don't think it
that
works.
That is hard shit right
so
there.
Hard.
Now, the
that's
best,
hard.
The best line is, too, though, when the ex-girlfriend's over and she's like, yeah, I'm here. And I'm like, yeah, how's my ass taste, you fucking bitch? That's the best line. Not how my pussy taste, how's my ass taste?
My fucking ass, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I'm here. Oh, yeah? Well, how's my ass taste? That's the last thing his fucking mouth and tongue was all over.
Yeah, not pussy, ass. She skips
it.
Right to the ass.
They are good lines. Come
okay,
on.
I do have a boner. I will admit it.
You have a boner? Can I? I'm gonna feel with a can.
I
are you?
That cold
are you big?
Feel with a can.
Are you big? Yeah.
Oh my god, you have a fucking boner.
I told you you had a fucking boner,
babe.
He's
really serious.
Hammer time.
Oh my god.
Do you have an official boner?
Wait,
or is
knock
it a
on
half
wood.
On?
Knock on wood. Knock on buddy.
Yo, whoa. No
ball tops. Official boner.
What here's the fuck
official
is
boner?
This little spongy
he has
ball.
An official boner. Look, it's going
hard.
Up. Look.
Look.
I don't want to feel for real, but... Oh, yeah, babe, look.
You want
look.
Me to open that beer?
You know, I did miss seeing Buddy Bill for a little while.
You need me to open that beer? What is this thing? I really like this.
Why?
Where do you put this?
What are you going to do with that?
Smell it.
No, it's probably a pussy
it's like
on
a spongy,
it.
Spiky round
ew, there's
ball.
There's probably a pussy all over it.
Why would there be a pussy all over it?
Well, who knows, but you're
there's
crazy.
Cum and pussy all over everything in this house.
I know.
That's a lie.
Chad's smart. He fucking
dude,
puts sheets
we're going to need a DNA sample for that.
Chad puts sheets down when he sleeps over. Chad's yeah. smart.
You got fucking cum on your
yeah.
leg,
yeah.
Alamo
says,
Hawk.
Who says Chad brings out the sheets? Yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
He was scraping off dry cum off his leg.
I think that... the Tom Selleck room is officially your room, right?
When I'm here.
Yeah. Aren't you scared about what happened that one time?
Yeah, there's some freaky shit, but I live in New York.
Oh, and that big crow thing.
Dude, I don't even walk in that room anymore.
Evil Jared walked in on me last night.
It's creepy.
No, listen to me.
Yeah. Are you scared in that room at all? No?
Abby,
because you weren't there.
We were downstairs. We heard, but bam, bam, bam. It felt like,
it sounded like somebody
broke in and nobody was around.
It was many boom, 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 boom.
Crazy.
Then I walk up. Nothing's wrecked. Nothing. Nobody was there. Nothing happened.
Wait, sounded like somebody was breaking out or in.
Chad's walking around with a hatchet in his hand.
We walked around the property. I had a hatchet. Bam,
had a hatchet.
A Molly hatchet?
12 fucking...
A Molly hatchet.
But 2 days later,
Shepherd's had a Molly.
2 days later, we're on the balcony of Bam's bedroom, and was it like a big? What was that? The flew out.
Yeah, this massive huge fucking hawk flew out of the chimney.
Flies from.
I was trying to put two and two together, and I thought that maybe that was the problem.
We're thinking maybe like it got stuck or something, but like. But you had to see. You had to see Bam and Chad walking around with, like, swords, hatchets, like, ready to kill somebody, like.
Shipberg. Yeah, we were walking around this property with hatchets. We were going to kill.
Wait, Shipberg?
Shipberg.
Shipberg?
Shipberg.
Shipberger.
Wait a minute, I'm saying it wrong. Shipberg.
Shipberg.
Shipberg. Shipberg did a good show last night.
Shipberg.
Bam sang Clutch, and we have a tape of that.
Have you played it yet?
No, but I'll put it into the show.
Let's do it.
Chad says I've been saying it right for a year and a half.
Let's do it now.
Shitberg.
Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, he's Jewish.
She thinks
Shitberg.
It's Shitberg.
Shitberg.
It's Shitbird.
With a D?
Like a fucking bird.
He's got a tattoo of it on his arm. It's
cunt birds. Well, I don't look at Shitberg.
Why do you think it's Shitberg?
I don't look at him close enough. Calls it cunt birds. Where's Tammy 2 at?
Tammy 2?
Tammy 2.
Didn't I yell at her last night?
Oh, you... Yeah.
Where the fuck is the pole? Tammy 2 is here.
Oh, no. Tammy 2 would break that pole down. Who you kidding? Tammy 2 would be boop, knocked down.
We don't know that.
Didn't she try to French me last night?
Mm-hmm. And me. And I fucking wanted to punch her in her face, but I pushed her feet off the bed. And her husband and brother were right there. And she has a 10-month-old baby.
Is that right?
Can we reiterate on that?
Hey, I didn't know.
And she wore granny panties.
She had granny?
P-Duck, they were sticking out of her pants.
She was the most foulest bitch.
Salas?
P-Duck said...
So foul.
She slept in the beanbag with you.
She fucking jumped on me when I was sleeping on the couch. I moved, because he was on the couch too, and then, you remember I was on the couch, I moved to the beanbag, then this bitch...
You were cuddling this morning when I came down.
Yo, man, I was doing the butt out.
Her husband
was
upstairs.
Because she was trying to get all close to me.
What's the butt out?
The butt out so they can't, like, reach in.
Oh, yeah,
they can't reach the top. You kind of just shun them. You're trying to shun them.
You're not Amish.
I was shunning her from the cock.
She wanted to fuck P-Duck and suck Chad's fucking
pee-pee. If she would have just shut up from the time she got here at 5 a.m., I'd probably let her suck my duck. But she did not stop touching everybody.
This girl came over here, and she goes,
the
only reason why I'm over your house is so I can suck Chad's dick.
And listen, Abby...
And her boyfriend, and her husband.
Her husband
says, and brother.
If you get a chance to fuck P-Duck or Chad,
and he's cool. He was cool.
Told her to do it. Yeah.
So I'm starting to fight with her because she's like,
you get a chance to suck Chad's dick and just do it.
Abby, like, she's like rubbing Bam's hair. Bam's like, get the fuck off of my head. So I was like, shut the fuck up, get the fuck out. And she walks away, and her boyfriend and the brother are standing there. I go, that fucking fat bitch, granny panty wearing. They never said a word.
They didn't say nothing.
At 6 a.m., he goes, well, you know, that's my girl. Like, she's drunk.
When did they leave, and did we kick them out?
They just left about 11.
Did we kick them out?
They finally got the hint.
The hint because everybody ignored them.
They got the hint?
Oh. Well.
She asked me if I went to fuck
Can you imagine? Room. Okay. Your husband is upstairs sleeping on a chair, and your wife is on the beanbag chair with P-Duck. How does that make sense?
Is that what happened?
Yes, that's what happened this morning.
You were with his wife on the fucking beanbag chair?
I wasn't with her. I was on the couch already sleeping.
Where was he at?
Upstairs.
Just watching.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
He was wandering the property. He was probably upstairs trying to videotape.
She got naked in the
pool. Dude, this is all around wrong.
She was naked in the pool with Shipbirds.
She goes, P-Duck, what did she do?
She said, you want to fuck me in the pool right now?
Yeah, she said, you want to fuck me in the pool.
And where was the husband at?
Right.
Probably on the top end.
And he was cool with it.
Yes, he's cool with it. Dude, she came running.
I heard him say, if you have a chance to suck Chad's dick, do it.
But don't you think...
Oh, you heard... See, she told me that her husband said it's cool. She said, if you have a chance to fuck Chad or
Can you actually imagine
it?
But do you think that he had... Well, first of all, they're total opposite. Like, he was at least a little bit cute. She was fugly. But, like, do you think that he had a chance... I think that was his chance to be like, I'm going to fuck a fucking decent girl because you're fucking disgusting.
No, I think he wanted to fuck a dude, too.
I forget what he looked like. Was he handsome?
No, he was kind of cute. I mean, he was like he had like his little scully on, like a shirt.
Would you fuck him on a random Monday?
No.
She's got a really cool Alliance tattoo and a CKY tattoo.
She has Chad on her back.
Me hanging on his side.
Did she have a, I remember.
She had
a Dunn tattoo right here?
No.
Bam, the husband has Chad also on him. And
what do you mean?
He's got me hanging from the noose, and she's got the volume
on
one
the
cover.
Ribs.
Yeah, and she's got the volume one cover on the bitch
so
stars.
I think it's kind of gay. I think he might have thought they might have, like, she tried to kiss me, and bam, I fucking kicked her off in my face.
That's his tattoo there.
There it is, babe. Look.
I remember him.
Yeah, that's her.
She wanted to kiss me, and I was like,
that's
no. She
husband.
Goes, why can't I kiss you? And bam, I go, get the fuck out of here. And bam's like,
you have the other ones?
I'm like, I don't want to kiss her at all.
Her tattoo.
And then she's like feeling his hair.
Do you have a photo of her?
Dude, she's like, my ass, my best ass.
Her.
Your ass over what? After the granny panties?
Oh my god. Dude, she had thunder thighs. And
she had you on her back.
The jeans
she was trying to eat your ass out.
She was, but she went. But she went in to go kiss me and you.
She wanted to eat your ass.
I'd have let her lick my ass.
She did. She goes, why can't I kiss you? I said, I don't want it. She goes, why not? Cleveland started.
Why didn't you not want it?
Because she's. If I'm gonna kiss a girl, like I would kiss Abby because she's fucking beautiful. I'm not gonna kiss a fucking ugly fucking girl.
Would you let her lick your ass?
Yeah. That fucking fat bitch? No, yeah. I'd rather fucking finger my own asshole when I'm fucking jerking myself off. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't mind.
When you're jerking yourself off.
Oh my god, when Bam's away,
what?
I fucking.
Wait,
I have
when
my,
you're jerking yourself
off? When you're away, I have my dolphin. It's like, it's my 7-inch dolphin, and it goes, and then like I lean over, I do it from behind and smack my own ass and say, yeah, you dirty little fucking whore. I do what you do
you
to me.
Your bean?
I just did it to myself.
I will suck your boyfriend so hard.
Yeah.
Show me how you do it.
Kill yourself.
I'll be like this. I'm like, oh yeah, you fucking dirty little fucking slut. You wouldn't get fucked with that dick? Oh yeah.
Okay, I just got my heart on that.
Oh my god, buddy Phil.
Oh,
so did the audience.
So did the audience.
The audience got their heart on.
I'm knuckling.
Ow.
You're not totally hard.
Does Buddy Bill still have a heart on?
His nipples
bit.
Are.
Oh, he is.
His
well,
you're just walking around my house with a heart
down.
On.
Let's see it if you're so, like...
Chad, I feel a certain way about this.
I feel a certain way about this.
Yeah, look at Buddy Bill's veins. Look at his veins. His neck starts to go.
Okay,
now
do it again.
You're like a vulture. Why are you so crazy?
Interview him.
A vulture.
I want to know why you're a vulture.
You're like a vulture.
You are in bed.
I was dancing to fucking Michael Jackson earlier.
That girl said
why
you're a fucking
a
vulture.
Vulture.
I was listening to me. I want to know why. Did you not
Who
get laid
Michael
for a while?
Interview him.
Buddy Bill, I'm trying to interview you. Why are you like
it's
so nuts?
Beast thing.
Listen to me. Stop still, that. Talking about why you're so
Buddy
crazy.
Bill, listen.
Why are you like, you're just like nuts, dude. Like, people, you know what's funny? We were talking about the people to wake up in the house.
I just have a thing for you now after you told me about that. You fucked the
know,
bitch.
Well,
kill
I am
yourself.
Good in bed, though. Make them.
It's like.
No, but listen.
I'm going to suck your dick so good. You're
going to
want
to
kill yourself.
I'll fuck someone. I need to figure out how to really fuck them up like that.
Yeah, goddamn right. You fuck,
that is,
you
I'm
fuck girls up at words, not by fighting. Listen to me. Bam was trying to get right up in the house. The only two people we were scared of was fucking Chad and you. We were like, Mohawk goes, dude, I would wake
I was
anybody
scared
else
to egg
up.
You.
Yeah, we were like,
I egged everybody
make anybody
this
else up but fucking
me in the morning, dude,
Bill.
Especially with the
what
power
What would you
of
have
sleep.
Done if I would have egged you?
Oh,
I'd
have flipped
I egged fucking Buddy Bill. I egged Eel. I egged Cleveland.
Me and Mohawk.
And then
Mohawk,
you were the last one. And I was like, I don't know if I could do it.
Nah, I'd probably tackle you.
Chad sent me
tackle?
Upstairs last night.
I probably would.
Tackle?
We need to get people out.
I could take a tackle.
Seriously, why are you so nuts?
But would it be a mad tackle?
Why are you so nuts? Because you have like this craziness.
Initially,
about you.
Yes.
Even like in general.
You would have been mad.
Like, a fucking egg thrown in my head after I'm already reason? Fucking pissed off.
How you. Wait. You're
I
not
wake up that
yet.
Way. I wake up.
You
that
wake
way.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
Wake
up.
Somebody said. Somebody said hit the lifeguard.
I
go, don't
just
do
wake
that.
Up furious.
You wake up mad?
Remember that text so message?
There's
the
something
telephone.
Going on with you.
There's
dude.
A hole in his wall, in his room.
Oh, I did that. I'm sorry.
No, that's
everybody's scared of Chad. And this
listen,
is...
Chad sends me upstairs last night.
I really didn't want to egg you, dude. I was scared.
I know you can do it. Get these people out of the fucking room.
I knew Buddy Bill would laugh it off.
So I go upstairs. I'm like, I got this. I go upstairs, and there's a naked fucking fool laying out with his ass pointing right at me. I'm like, the whole body.
Who?
So I'm like,
well, I was going to stay in that room, but.
So I'm like, fuck,
I said, Buddy Bill, someone's in my room.
So I didn't.
Was it Chad?
Look who it was, and I punched a dude right in his fucking ass.
It was Shepherds.
It was Shippers.
Shippers and Chad.
I was like, oh.
Shippers all buck ass naked with his ass up in the air.
I turned around. I was like, Chad, I can't.
Why is Buddy Bill so angry?
He's got to stay there, but I punched him straight in his ass.
I
was like, he sent me up for a naked fucking dude. I had a stare.
Buddy Bill.
This girl's on the other side.
Why are you like, you're so angry on him?
I'm on your side.
I'm on your side too, baby. But listen to me. What, like, what's your deal? Tell me your story.
Yeah,
tell me your story.
Do it.
Do
he's been shot more times than 50 Cent.
Bullet holes, baby.
Shut up. Is that a bullet hole?
Two of them.
You're lying.
Oh, I got two. One.
Are you just trying to show two. Your pee-pee?
Party, we're gonna get some pussy. I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'm gonna fuck this bitch.
Are you trying
I'll
to show
fuck
your
anything
pee-pee?
That moves.
Yeah.
You're fun. Buddy Bill, we love you.
This is so hard.
Come here, come here.
You guys got the new Knockhill CD?
Oh, it has a kind of hard on.
Is it half on?
It is. You have a half on, dude.
You keep touching it.
God, how old are you again?
Just some pussy. I'm
oh, you're 30-30. That's right.
I'll fuck anything that moves.
You're 37?
Yeah, he's 37, dude.
Huh.
Chad Ainsburg. How old are you?
Hi.
Are you like me?
Did you ask how old I am?
He's 38.
We're the 39. We're the 30-30s, baby.
How old are you? You're 50.
I'm not fucking 50, bitch. I fucking hate that. I'll be 40.
You're fucking 50.
51.
Hotter than fucking half your fucking 20.
Look at Mohawk's Mohawk.
I think you're hot and all, but you're fucking 50, dude.
Well, that's fine. Let me be 50. I'm breaking it in hardcore. Ooh,
well,
bump 50 at 10
to the
first. Did you really just do that right now?
How about fucking Buddy Bill putting his name on my list?
How about
Buddy
fucking
Bill
Buddy Bill?
Trying to get his nipples
five times.
Give me $100,000.
What, the fuck Buddy Bill?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking Buddy Bill.
How much would you fuck Buddy Bill for?
I wouldn't fuck Buddy Bill.
Yes, you would.
$100
right now. Yes,
fuck. He probably fucks
like
good.
No, I think he's definitely. I definitely think
his shirt's always off. He knows what he's doing.
I think he. Yeah, listen. I think he's good and dirty in bed. That I like that.
I bet you'd do it for $200.
I think you're good and dirty in bed.
That's
you definitely are.
That's
oh, but by the way, he talks.
Would you rather SSD or just full blown humble?
If I got banged out from behind and my hair being pulled.
Okay.
By Buddy Bill.
How much? $200?
No crossing swords.
No crossing swords.
Why can't we cross swords?
I don't want your sword to cross my sword.
Why not?
Right. Okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a freaking bone here.
Hey, Buddy,
why can't we cross swords?
You want to cross swords?
What, you got some mascara for me or something, too?
What if his pee-pee touched your pee-pee? Would you be so grossed out? I know, his veins are getting crazy again. His chest is getting red. Just talking about it.
You wanna blush me up and fucking...
What are you wearing under that?
I'm wearing panties now.
Let me see.
I'll
show
you.
Ooh. Show Buddy Bill.
How you doing?
They're the 80s. He likes the 80s high. He likes this.
Boing,
he likes this in the butt.
Boing. Boing. Boing.
He's dirty.
Damn
dirty. Oh, you are so dirty.
Tell that to the judge.
I am the judge, believe me. I've done things I never thought I'd ever do in my life.
Look at Mohawk's fucking frohawk.
Judge.
That's exactly what it is.
Just that.
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah.
Where's the gavel? Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio Band Faction. Wait, Chad, would you ever cross swords?
No.
Yeah, right. I can't even touch Chad's arm.
I know. Chad doesn't even like when you touch his arm.
You know what? I bet you Buddy Bill's the same way.
No, Buddy Bill.
Come here. Come here.
Are you a phobia?
Come here.
Not right now.
Come here.
Let me just do a test.
Let's just Bam do a test.
I'm hard right.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, he
touches hard nipples.
He's all right with it.
Touches hard nipples.
See, if I do it with Chad, watch. Look, look how mad he is.
Ben Smith doesn't care if you peel his ass.
He gets so mad.
Ben's made out with more boys than I have in my life. You kidding?
You gotta switch him out.
I know. Buddy Phil is on my lap trying to French Bam. Let's do it. Why not? You were trying to do it. We're all friends here.
What was that song, Chad?
That's what I said.
That was Gigi.
Play. Oh, is that, that's what he says. We're all friends here, but he won't. But he won't sword touch.
We're way over 12 minutes.
Yeah.
This is
so
fun.
Play a song. Let's
God, you're gay.
Play the song.
What do you want?
Whatever you want.
I hate you.
Look at the eel.
Fuckers. I hate you, motherfuckers. I hate you, motherfuckers. I hate you, motherfuckers. I hate you, motherfuckers. I hate you, motherfuckers.
I'm gonna kill again tonight, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Nobody would go upstairs and chat.
What?
It is actually
well, I wasn't
funny.
Even upstairs, so you, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I was in the radio room.
Radio
actually.
Room shipper.
No, no, no. This morning, but no, it's like nobody. Everyone's like, oh no, fuck that.
Bam, you got a song you want to play?
Yeah.
Well, that's why shipper.
What? You at the note?
No, it's Bam's.
Oh, you didn't play that yet?
No, we didn't do an intro for it.
Well, let's do one.
I could play it anywhere, and then you can do another intro, and then I'll throw that.
Love you.
It.
I'm wearing a jacket.
It's a great club, by the way.
So, Bam, Bam sang "Clutch" with Shipbirds and friends last night at the note.
Shipberg.
Shipberg.
Good fucking times.
Yeah.
Bam Bam
yeah.
sounded really good. The audio is a bit distorted, but Dave Causa is filming out. It sounded good. Why don't we play? Bam, you want to play that?
Yeah, do it, dude. Put it on, man.
Who is that?
That's Rich Man.
You sound like crap.
I know, dude. I'm losing my voice.
Kind of like it.
Total alcoholic.
Why wouldn't I?
Can I just say,
like
Eel is the skinniest guy I've ever seen drink the most massive
exactly,
beer.
Exactly, but
gotcha. Eel, how do you stay so skinny?
We're reaching.
How do you stay so skinny?
You know, trying to like mac on bras like ye.
Me too.
All right, Radio Bam, Sirius XM. We're gonna go and play Bam at. Bam with the Shipbirds band with Rich Voss on guitar.
Shipbird!
Playing a Clutch song with Jesse Jess on lead drums.
And I have my voice.
And Hannah on drums as well. Who the fuck is Rob?
Attack.
Alright,
right,
right.
Awesome.
Radio Bam.
I have something to say. Dude, somebody don't play my fucking lead. Do you know how fucking awesome it is that Jess and Hannah grew up? They were next to the neighbors. They knew each other since they were fucking three, and now they're playing together. I think it's fucking awesome. Hell to the air. Let's do Clutch. Hey, Ben, I think this is your mic. Oh, it is? Okay. All right, we're doing Clutch. We'll be right back.
Bam?
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more. Everybody.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Action.
Later.